Hey, Fish Tank family, let's keep it real. Debt can hit hard and it doesn't care who you are, but you don't have to face it alone. I've seen people struggle and I've seen what a second chance can do.
That's facts, Juice. And when it comes to getting folks out from under it, nobody does it better than Van Horn Law Group. Chad and his team don't just talk the talk. They show up and fight for people when they need it most.
Yeah, I've known Chad Van Horn for over a decade. He's a good friend. And more importantly, I've seen firsthand the real results he and his team deliver for people all over Florida. Bankruptcy, debt relief, whatever it takes to help you breathe again.
Over 10,000 people have gotten a fresh start thanks to Van Horn Law Group. No judgment, just real solutions.
Yeah, so if debt is holding you back, call Van Horn Law Group at 954-637-0000 or visit vanhornlawgroup.com for a free consultation.
And if you mention the Fish Tank, they'll even cover the cost of pulling your credit report so you know exactly where you stand.
That's right. Don't wait. Take control and get back in the game with Van Horn Law Group.
Hey, Fish Tank listeners, Alvaro Freitas here, CEO of Casabella Design Group and host of the Renovation Revolution podcast. Look, every great football team needs a quarterback, someone who reads the field, calls the play, and leads the drive. That's what I do on your renovation, from kickoff to the final whistle. Whether you're dreaming about a bathroom upgrade, building that bonus room for your just one more week brother-in-law, or teaching you how not to be that pain in the ass client, we cover it all. This is an HGTV flop. It's real talk from a contractor who's been in the dust, the drama, and the demo. So grab a cold brew or un cafecito if that's more of your vibe and join me for the renovation revolution wherever you get this podcast. Follow the show and I'll see you in the huddle.
You're now diving into the Fish Tank.
Sitting down with Seth Living, Trap OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, yeah. Dog fans, number one. One, of course y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk, dive up in that fish tank.
Fish Tank, Dolphins Talk crossover starts right now. Seth Levitt, OJ McDuffie, and then of course, Mike Oliva from Dolphins Talk. Fellas, we're back here again. And even though it's a little slow in Miami Gardens, there's still plenty to discuss. Well, maybe not plenty, but there are things that need to be discussed.
Always something. Always something.
It is always something. And what I think we all gathered here today to discuss is that when John Eric Sullivan took the job and Travis Wingfield lands the first real interview with the new general manager, and he sits down and with JES and Sullivan tells him there are foundational pieces or building blocks. I forget what the exact term was. And he names a few players. Devon Achane, who has a new contract now, right? He names Aaron Brewer, who has a new contract now. He names Jordan Brooks. And let's stop right there, guys. And I think that's what we need to discuss today. Because Achane, Brewer, both have new contracts. The third guy that was mentioned was Jordan Brooks, all pro season last year. Clearly, if not Miami's best player, right? Him and Achane, I guess, were the two guys you could point to that just were standouts all year long. And you have to imagine that Brooks is looking around and saying, "Hey, fellas, I'm right here. I'm right here." So this begs the question, should the Dolphins give a contract extension or renew the contract or whatever? You know, I am not an expert in all of those terms, but should they do something to reward Brooks for what he's given Miami, the player that he is, the player that he will continue to be? Juice, you look ready to discuss this, man. So I'm going to go with you first. What should the Dolphins do with Jordan Brooks?
Yeah, you know, you think about all the times that we – and Seth, you're one of the guys that hammers this home a lot of times about signing our guys, bringing our guys back, doing this and that. So we got a guys, you know, like talk about Achane, you know, obviously the best offensive player we had on our football team the last couple of years. Honestly, really the last couple of years. Given the opportunity more last year to be that focal point for our offense. Talk about a guy in Aaron Brewer, great find for us right there, the center position. That's a, you know, been kicking a lot of butt, you know what, kick a lot of ass. I'll use that word instead, you know,
is that Dolphins field. Talk approved?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. It's definitely Fish Tank approved.
And then, you know, you talk about Jordan Brooks, the three main foundational pieces on this football team, and they're still not, you know, who knows what the talks are behind the scene, behind the door, you know. Maybe he was waiting, or his people were waiting for to see how they were going to handle the other two guys we just talked about. And, you know, and they're working on something with him. But bottom line is this, you've got our best player, defensive player for sure, that's sitting out there wondering, you know, when is his deal going to get done? And when you think about those things that you said, Seth, before about signing our guys, not letting them go somewhere else and be superstars. Yeah, I get it. You know, Jordan Brooks is, what, 28, 29 years old. And, you know, but matter for me, though, that's it. All I see is a person that's ascending still as a football talent. Hmm. And I also see a guy that's a great scheme fit when you're thinking about what, you know, Coach Halfley wants to have on this football team. So what's the holdup right here? What's the holdup? I mean, look, we signed guys, a lot of guys, when we had so much cap space and we went out and didn't sign our guys back. But we went out and got other guys. Now we had little cap space, and they found a way to get Etienne signed. They found a way to get Brewer signed. Now they have to find a way to get Jordan Brooks signed, because we've taken care of the offense, Big Seth. Now it's time to take care of the defense. That's the bottom line.
Even OJ McDuffie feels it's time to take care of the defense.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I've turned this page, and I already told you that. You know, I'm all about a great defense, a great run game, then a pass game. I've changed, Seth. As I get older, I get wiser about what's important in the game of football, other than my wideouts looking great, well, as they always
say,
have.
Wait a minute. When did this change occur? So, I mean, that all makes sense. I can't argue with any of it. And, Mike, I want to hear from you here in a second. I do want to throw in a few other things here just to add additional context. So Jordan Brooks was signed to a three-year deal, $20-something million. And I typically don't like to talk about people's money, but this is the time of the year to do it. And this is year three, right? He would be entering year three. I read, and, you know, I don't know if it came from overthecap.com, I think, that prior to, and I haven't seen what the numbers are with Achan and Brewer's contracts having been redone, but at least prior to those two guys, and maybe some of this still holds true, that Brooks's base salary is like three times more than anybody else on the team this year. And that actually an extension would give the Dolphins an opportunity to reduce that cap hit, which certainly could benefit this team who has been cap strapped. And we don't need to go into all the reasons as to why. We know all of those things. And now there are also the rumors potentially, Mike, about a trade, right? And that, you know, the longer we go without a contract being redone for Jordan Brooks, there's the possibility, you know, we hear Dallas a couple different places, Greg Allman from Fox Sports, and then that was just doubled down on Bleacher Report. You know, could Jordan Brooks be Dallas needs a linebacker. Jordan Brooks played at Texas Tech. Is he a good fit there? So all of these things are swirling around. Where do you stand, Mike Oliva, on the Jordan Brooks situation?
I think two things can be true at the same time. Number one, should Miami sign him to an extension? Yes. But, and there's a but, the days of overpaying guys just because has to stop. And we have a new GM. Agreed. And I think if the price is right, yes, give Jordan Brooks an extension and keep him. But if he wants one penny over market value, whatever market value is.
Well, the market is the market.
The market is the market. But if he wants one penny over, then I would be exploring the trades. I think Jordan Brooks is a nice to have, but he's not a must have right now in this early stage of this rebuilding. I think Achant was a must have. Aaron Brewer was a must have. I think Jordan Brooks will be 29 in October. You're going to be committing big financial money to him well into his 30s. And we did just draft three linebackers this year. Was that a mistake? Or is that a little bit of foreshadowing maybe? In Jacob Rodriguez, Trey Moore, and Kyle Lewis. You already have Tyrell on the team as well. So I think if the price is right, absolutely pay this guy. He's more than earned it. He more than earned it. He's going to count on the cap this year, $10.8 million. I think he's... $7.8 million is like the base or something, whatever.
That's
something like
that.
So he's earned the extension, but you know, we can't be the same old Dolphins. We can't be the Chris Greer Dolphins. We got to know. Yes, I want to keep you
here. And the Mike McDaniel Dolphins. Let's throw that in there because I know he put a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets.
We think you're worth. Here's how much we think the market thinks you're worth. If you sign this, great. But if you want more, well, maybe we're not the right team for you right now. So that's kind of how I see it. I would love to keep him, and I would love to get him on a fair deal if it's fair for both sides. But I wouldn't go one penny over market value for him because, again, we just drafted three linebackers. It's a long rebuild. Out of the three guys, I think he's the one luxury. I don't think you could lose your center. Who's going to be your center? And you can't lose the best player on the team because he became the best player on the team. Jordan Brooks, as great as he is, I don't think the sky falls if he leaves. And I think you can survive that one. I'm not saying you want to survive it, but I think you could survive that one. So that's kind of where I am. Like, let's pay him as long as it's a fair deal. But I am not, you know, I see fans all the time on social media. One player for Dolphins makes a great play. Pay that man. No. Because I think the GM was listening maybe. No. We have to stop that. I mean, we paid the kicker too much money. We were paying everybody. So, yeah, that's kind of where I am, if that kind of makes sense. Take the emotion out of it. And I hopefully our new general manager and this new front office will not act like the previous regimes and take the emotion out of it and just, you know, look at this from a football standpoint, a salary cap standpoint, and what's best for the organization moving forward, not what's going to give us the most instant gratification type of deal.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you say that, take the emotion out of it, because a first year of a regime is when there is the least amount of emotion in the decisions that are made, in my opinion, because they don't have the emotional attachment to these guys. That, you know, they don't have the emotional attachment that they didn't sign him in free agency. They weren't with him last year. They can certainly turn on the tape and see that he was a great player. He's done everything right in the offseason. You know, he was excited about he showed up after they drafted a Texas Tech linebacker. You know, he showed up to camp fired up. He showed up to rookie camp. He is being a good soldier. And I don't think it's just because there's money on the line, because he was that dude for the last 2 years. He absolutely was. I'm going to contradict myself here in a second, Chief. I can see you looking. You're like, okay, when's the other shoe going to drop? No, I mean, he literally has done everything the right way. He's a good football player. Yes, is he going to be 29 in October? Sure, but so is Aaron Brewer. So, I mean, he's not at that, I don't think, he's not at that age where you have to start getting concerned, although it does depend on the amount of money. But you said something, Mike, that I think is really important here, and they did draft Jacob Rodriguez, right? They did draft Kyle Lewis, and those two guys are, and yes, Trey Moore, but I mean, you know, he's more, I guess, kind of an edge, right? Where these are two guys. And I guess Lewis also, that whole big nickel thing, and he's got flexibility. But I think there's, to me, there's a little bit of a wait and see situation here. And I think that Brooks might be annoyed by it, but he is the kind of guy that will still be a professional. And I think that, you know, it is not the most player friendly thing to do. I see you're already getting uneasy about it, Juice, but I think it is the right thing to do. Is let's see what we have in these young guys going into training camp. Unless just the right deal. I know, you know, Mike said if the right money and the right offer, if the Dolphins have a number that they would do it, then maybe go ahead and go for it if you can get them to agree to it. But I would like to see what you have in the young guys. You know, we talked, I don't know what show it was, Juice. You brought up the story about Zach Thomas and Jack Del Rio. Different scenario, but it was a situation where you realize you had a rookie player that you could not keep off the field, and that was the right decision to make. And Jimmy Johnson lets go of a guy who was his guy. It was his culture guy he brought in, and he let go of him because he could not take those reps away from Zach Thomas. I know this is a little bit different, but I still think it's important.
Seth, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. It's a lot different for a bunch of reasons now. I'm going to tell you why it's a lot different. It's a lot different because – when you brought in a guy like Zach Thomas, you had so many other veteran guys around him, the Tim Bowens, the Daryl Gardners, you know, the Trace Armstrongs. You had so many vets around him that no matter what, they could protect him, insulate him. You know, the secondary was a veteran group of guys, the Sams, the Pats. So those guys are a veteran group of guys around him. When you look at our defense now, they're all so freaking young. Even our three defensive linemen that we have right now, when you're looking at Kenneth Grant and Phillips and Biggers and all those guys, Chop Robinson's barely into the league himself. You know, you got a rookie in Chris Johnson. You got all these guys that are super, super young. You know, even Juju Brents is young. You know, Jason Marshall Jr., they're all young. So when you bring in a young linebacker to try to take that, but you make your whole defensive second, you get your whole defensive unit very young. The fact that Jordan Brooks is an established guy, he said it, doing all the right things, you've got to have that veteran presence on this team to handle all these young guys that are around him. This is a very, very young defense. To
make but you have that presence, young, Bruce. He's well, under contract. You have that presence. He's under contract.
I get that part, Seth. But, I mean, you still got to take care of the – look, you talk about contradicting yourself. Take care of the guys that, you know, that earn it. Has Jordan Brooks not earned a new,
absolutely,
a new deal? You know,
absolutely.
Should he be playing out his last year of his deal? Why should he play out his last year of his deal when, you know, when A-10 didn't say he didn't play out his last year of his deal? Brewer – I mean, those guys that don't play out the last year of deal, when they're that important to your team.
Because they didn't draft three running backs. They didn't draft three. They did not draft
two in the last couple of years. What are you talking about? They're doing the same thing.
This group didn't draft them. John Eric Sullivan didn't draft them.
They're doing the exact same thing, you know? So I'm saying, you know, when you've got a young defense like that, you need a steady voice, a steady guy that's been there and doing it for your football team instead of letting them continue to walk. When you need that continuity, somebody in a new defense that honestly really fits what Halfley wants to do very well. You know, they're going to probably play a gap defense, not a two gap, a one gap defense. Brewer's all over the place, kind of like your boy Zach, our boy Zach did, you know, and I think there's an opportunity right here for him to really excel in the new scheme that he's been excelling in schemes before this. So I think that when you've got a young defense like this, it's very important to take care of a guy that's shown you that he's that dude. And also a dude that can go out there and lead these young guys because super young. And I think that, you know, you bring a young guy in there. Me going in as a young guy, I didn't really have a voice yet, Big Seth. Because there's always that veteran presence around me. You know, who's gonna be the voice of this defense if you lose a guy?
Sealer.
Sealer's not a voice guy. He's a quiet assassin. You know, you need a guy like Jordan Brooks to man this defense because, you know, and take care of, because we're way too young. And a lot of these guys are not going to be ready and willing to step up and be that voice for that defense.
I can't argue with anything you're saying. I absolutely see the value of having him here. I like Jordan Brooks a lot. All I'm saying is that I understand why you would hesitate to do something yet. And I'm just saying, I think you pause. I think you see what you have in the rookies. And you see where you can go. Mike makes a great point. Like, you need to have a number and do not get pushed off of it.
Right.
And I think there's absolutely value. Did that man, if I look at it from the player side, from the player representation side, he has done everything a player should do to get a new contract and be rewarded to make more money than he currently makes. Whether it's here or somewhere else, absolutely he deserves that. But I think if you've got a team that may be willing to pay or overpay in a trade, or if you realize you've got a couple of rookies that will be the future of that position very soon, then I think you might ride the wave and have him play out his deal, be that veteran, that
see,
presence.
You're willing to bet on potential instead of established.
I am saying, yes, at some point you have to make hard decisions.
Some positions.
They did it at the receiver position. Juice, they did it at the receiver position by trading Waddle, right? So at some point you have to do that.
No, and they traded Waddle because they got a first and a third out of it.
I understand. But my point is that look what they left. It is a very young room now. It is a very young room. And so going back to Brooks, and Waddle to me didn't even – I think Brooks is probably more valuable in terms of the overall package. I really – so
we won't get a first and a third for him.
Yeah, you certainly won't. I don't mean value that way. I'm saying his value to the organization, his value to that room. All the things that you said, I don't disagree with any of them. I'm just saying – I'm not racing to his agent with my checkbook just yet. I'm just waiting. And I think there's a reason that they haven't done it.
It's so funny. You're such a defensive-minded, love of the defense.
I do love
these guys. A whole defense got revamped. Your boss got a ton of money. Zach got a ton of money.
I mean, those guys are Hall of Famers for crying out loud.
Now you don't want to pay the freaking defense? You know what I mean?
I don't want to pay the defense.
I flip-flop. Now you're flip-flopping.
I'm not flip-flopping. I'm just saying, hold up. Be responsible. That's all I'm saying. Mike, do you think I'm crazy?
No, you're not crazy. Here's why you're not crazy. I mean,
I need some help here, Mike.
Look, no. Here's what it is. Again, if I am John Eric Sullivan, you have a number in mind. And if that's great, if he wants to sign for that number, but if he doesn't and he wants more, which is his right, maybe he's earned more, but it doesn't meet what Miami's long-term vision. Okay, this is year one of a rebuild. And I know some people don't see it this way. I think it's going to be a little bit longer of a rebuild. Not like long, like 5 years, but it's going to be a few-year rebuild.
Mike, you just told us we're going to be like the Knicks, man. Like, Juice and I were buying Super.
I said possibly in a couple years.
I got my reservation. I don't know what. See, Mike, you flip-flopping now, too.
We're going to be like the Knicks.
Watch the video. I said 2 to 3 years, and that's what I stand by in this rebuild.
Okay. All right.
The point is, if he wants to sign for that number, which I actually think he will resign because I think they are going to get this done. But if he doesn't, then I'm not going to force it. If you can trade him now, I'd actually wait. Because if this season, as I always like to say, goes as expected, come late October, I think Zach Seeler and him are going to be hot commodities for teams that are contenders. And Zach Seeler, his contract explodes next year. So here's the deal with Zach Seeler. I'll tell you right now, don't buy his jersey. He ain't going to be here next year. Even if he has 10 sacks this year, he won't be here because his contract explodes at his age. They're not going to keep him. And Brooks, his value might be more than it is now. So if you hold off on the extension, whatever they're offering
now. Are you saying
I'm saying if he wants to sign at the right price now, sign him. If he doesn't, then wait. Because I think the trade value is more in October than now.
I think
they're going to sign him, though. Just right there. I do think this will get done in like a week.
Well, I think the Zach Seeler thing is pretty simple, man. When you've got Zeke Biggers and those guys coming along the way they are and Jordan Phillips coming along the way, it's a no-brainer about what's going to happen with Zach. They're still unknown about these linebackers that we just drafted. And I know they look like they're going to be pretty good. Hell, I play with a lot of guys that look like they're pretty good this time of year in shorts and T-shirts, and they fizzled like before training camp, middle of training camp, first game of the season, halfway through the season, they fizzled. I don't expect that from these guys. I think that, you know, we've drafted very well. I think we got some guys that are going to be some ballers. But at the same time, you can't just take a chance on potential on what they could be when you got a guy that's proven. That's all I say. And this is Jordan Brooks' last contract. Whatever it is going to be his last contract in the NFL.
At least his last big one, for sure.
His last big one. Exactly right. It's going to be his last big one. And how big it is, it's a good point. What is the market value for a guy in this position right now? What, 20 to 30? You know, he's got a 10.8 hit.
So looking at some other linebackers that are comparable, 4 years, $64 million, $35 million to $40 million, fully guaranteed in that neighborhood. Now, if you're in Miami, you might want a 3-year extension out of 4-year, or one less year you are committed to him. So I don't know, again, his agent, what they're looking for, but 4 for $64 million, 35, 40 guaranteed, ballpark, don't hold me to that, somewhere in that neighborhood, I would say. Maybe it's a tad bit more, maybe it's a tad bit less. I think that's probably what he probably wants. Maybe, look, Aaron Brewer got a 3-year extension.
Would you like that, Mike? Would you like that number?
I'd rather do a 3-year extension than a 4 for $64 million, 35 guaranteed roughly, or somewhere around there. That'd be fine with me. Looking at the market, that's fair.
That's fair. Okay.
Once again, Seth, the market's the market. If he's looking for like 4 years, $80 million, no, come on, man. What are we doing at this point?
Right. And that's 4-year 80. 4-year 80s, that's 20 a year. So you're saying over 20 years, too much for him.
He ain't no 20-year guy.
Sounds like Mike's saying 16 to 17, or at least not here, right? I mean, you don't think he's a 20-year guy anyway.
No, he's not a 20-year guy. No.
Okay.
I mean, look, he's a great player. And if someone wants to pay him that, I'll be more than happy to send him to
go get it. Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're all in agreement on the player. Right. We all agree on the player and his value to the team on the field, off the field. Juice says, do not underestimate, even if you think that these two linebackers are the future of that position group, don't underestimate the value of them being able to learn under a happy and motivated Jordan Brooks. Is that fair to say, Juice? That's
fair, Big Seth. You're not putting words in my mouth there. Okay. Nope.
I didn't put quotes. Well, I guess I kind of did.
Alluded to.
Mike, I have to tell you a story. When Juice came into the locker room, really pissed off when he had been quoted in the newspaper. And it was
misquoted.
Just not like he never talked to them.
Never said a word.
He said he didn't say a word to him. And he was, and there were quotes around
fake news.
Woo! It was fake news. He did come in there, fake news for sure. So I think we all agree on the player. Juice says pay him and pay him now. Make him happy. He deserves it. He earned it, and we need it. Mike says let's make sure that it's the right number, or let's hold off, or don't do it at all. And I'm saying let's just take a deep breath. I don't think there's any. We don't need to rush, but if they find a way to keep the player and not put themselves in a negative cap situation, then I have no problem with that. Because
one last thing, real quick.
Absolutely.
When they traded Waddle, they had to open up $17 million in salary cap space because of how it worked. It triggered something in his deal. I'm no expert, whatever. They didn't have it, obviously. They reworked the deals of Achan and Aaron Brewer to make that $17 million of space. Reworked them knowing they're going to give them an extension soon. They didn't touch the contract of Brooks. Everyone, that raised a red flag. Like, why those two? Why not have all three get restructured so everyone shares it, whatever? They didn't touch his contract. And then they go out there and they draft three linebackers. And I agree, having a veteran in there to help groom those linebackers and stuff, like, that's great. But again, we know what this year is. No one wants to say it out loud. Not a tank, and I'm not saying tank. It's just... it's a youth movement. They pivoted to a total youth movement. And they want Brooks, and I'm sure they, if the price is right. But if the price ain't right, I don't think they're afraid to move on from him, because I think out of those three, this was always going to be the most challenging one to get done. And I think what they did around that Waddle trade kind of, I don't want to say showed their hand, but they know these are two. We know we're going to get those two done. Again, those are must-haves. This one's a nice-to-have, I think. And I think they want it, and I think it will get done. But if things don't go, we know how these things go sometimes with players, agents, teams. They're just not on the same page. They're okay if this one kind of goes off the rails. They'll make the best of it. The other two, they wouldn't have been that way. So that was a little something when they traded Waddle, and they had to make money. They looked at the other two. They didn't look at Brooks. We'll see what happens. But I do think this will get done. I actually do think it will get done.
I do too, but let me say something real quick. This team is going to struggle a little bit this year. The best chance that we have being competitive in every single game is through our defense and through our leader, Jordan Brooks. If they want to get whitewashed every game, then get rid of a guy like Jordan Brooks. Let him walk. We'll get whitewashed every single game.
But he's not walking, Juice. He's under contract. It would be next year he would be walking.
Disgruntled and all that other stuff is a bad apple in the locker room, which I don't think he'd ever
be.
He's a true professional. But when you start taking care of other guys, don't think that dudes in that locker room, like a Jordan Brooks, aren't trying to get taken care of at the same time. Not like the former guys were, you know, not like the other guys that got paid way too much money for nothing. You know what I mean? And we know who those guys were.
And they just had to knock on the GM's door.
Those guys right there. Model citizen on this football team that should be taken care of at fair market value. I'm giving you guys that. But if it's a little bit over it, I mean, you gotta start, you know, carrying the one on some of those deals and see, whether he's worth it or not, man. And I think right now Jordan Brooks and his crew, his team, his representation, they're thinking like, look, these other guys got paid. Hopefully Jordan Brooks, and I don't want him to, because I don't think anybody should ever do it. Just gives us a little hometown discount. But at the same time, though, like I said, it's his last deal, and I think that he's proven how important he is to this Miami Dolphins team. Even though it's a new regime, they see his value, and they better go out there and take care of this guy in a fair way like you both talked about. But, man, get it done. Definitely get it done for training camp. And don't sit here waiting to see if these other guys develop or if other guys get hurt on other teams and they need to make a trade. The hell with that, man. Make this man happy now. Let him enjoy the rest of this offseason before training camp starts. And let's go into this season solidifying some of the positions that we covet. They covet. Their words exactly. That's who they think are the cornerstones of this football team.
They did say that.
And prove they are. Prove they is.
Okay. Well, there you have it. I would love to hear what everybody else thinks, or at least read in the comments. So make sure you hit those up. Catch us Wednesday night, 9 p.m. We'll probably discuss this in greater detail, or maybe not in greater detail, but again on Wednesday night for Fish Tank Live. And check out the Teron Armstead episode And then Dolphins talk, you know, just anytime you turn.
We got a couple big interviews this week coming up. We got a couple big interviews with Marissa. I don't like to say the names because every time I say it, someone has to reschedule and it gets jinxed.
Don't jinx yourself, Mike.
We got at least two big interviews coming up this week, maybe more too. I don't know.
All right. Keep an eye on everything going on with Dolphins talk as well. Juice, get us the heck out of here before.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for diving in with these dudes, man.
Sitting down with Seth Living, Seth. OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, Dolphins, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank. Go get your aqua orange, yeah.